Julie, and I'm 10 years old. With me is my mom, Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm the mother of a 10-year-old and an almost 13-year-old, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Welcome to the Mooney House Big Thought. The reason we named our podcast Mooney House Big Thoughts is because we are recording in a mini house my dad built in the backyard.
The reason we added the Big Thoughts is because these podcasts are about some things we've been thinking about.
The things we plan to think about are how to express yourself in a positive way.
These things might include vocabulary words, because the more words you know, the better you can express yourself. Organizational skills, because being organized allows you to find the items you're looking for, to express yourself with, like, art supplies, writing tools, and more. And we'll also talk about friendship skills, because we all want to have close friends.
Welcome to the Mini House Big Thoughts.
Our topic for episode one is boredom, because summertime is a good time to talk about being bored. So, Julia, what is our word of the day?
The word of the day is ennui, spelled E-N-N-U-I, ennui.
So ennui means a feeling of listlessness or arising from a lack of occupation or excitement. Essentially, it means you don't have anything to do and you're bored. And that's why we're starting our podcast with that word, because in summertime, kids can get really bored with nothing to do. So, Juliet, when you have ennui, what do you like to do?
Well, when I'm filled with ennui, I like to play board games or ask my brother to jump on the trampoline. Mm-hmm. And I usually draw, and I play a game where I draw a line and someone else draws a line. We have to figure out what it has to become.
Oh, I love that game. So it sounds like you like to do a lot of arts and crafts when you're bored. So I'm wondering how you organize yourself so you can find all the things that you need.
Well, I have a lot of bins, like, to organize myself. And I have a bunch of crayons are all disorganized. So I found a bin one day and put them all in.
Well done. And you have a bin for crayons, and you said earlier you have one for erasers and sharpeners and all those different things that you need. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
What do you do when you're bored?
Well, weirdly, what I do when I'm bored is I like to clean, because there's always cleaning that needs to be done, so there's always something to do. And so I keep myself organized by keeping all my cleaning supplies together with the rags and toothbrushes and the cleaning stuff and all these things that I need, so it's super easy.
Why do you find that, like, fascinating?
I have no idea why I find that fascinating, but it makes me feel good when I'm done with the day and I clean things and everything looks nice.
How do you organize your things?
Well, I think I mentioned it. I have my bins with my cleaning supplies in it, my rags and my brushes and everything I need. So, Julia, one reason that kids get bored is they're by themselves over the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
So, how can you reach out to your friends when you're bored if you want to play with somebody else?
Well, I usually go out and find my iPod and start texting them.
Oh.
Because it's the easiest way to do it.
Excellent. So you use technology. In the olden days, we just go to our friends' houses and knock on the door, and they'd answer the door, or the parent would answer the door, and you'd say, "Hi, Mrs. Pomeroy. Can Wendy come out and play?" And then maybe she could and maybe she couldn't. There was no texting back then. But yeah, texting your friends a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing, though, about the friendship skills is sometimes you have a friend over, and then you and your friend get bored together. So how do you decide what to do when you and your friend are both filled with ennui and are bored?
Well, I ask them, do you want to play this or that, like a board game or cards? I also ask them what they did yesterday and if that was really fun. And I could tell them what I did yesterday and if that was fun. And I can remind them of something we did together before that we liked.
Ah, so it sounds like you maybe give them limited choices. If they don't know our house really well, you can give examples of things that we have that they might be interested in. Like, they may not know that we have a pogo stick, and so they wouldn't think of that. But if you say, hey, do you want a pogo stick, or do you want a rollerblade, or do you want a hula hoop, then they kind of have some ideas.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you also ask them questions to get them thinking, which is helpful to ending your boredom and thinking.
Yes. Those were today's big thoughts from the mini house.
Yay! Yeah, so in summary, we talked about a word of the day, which was ennui, which is boredom. A lot of us suffer from that in the summer. We talked about some organizational skills so that you aren't bored, so keeping the things that you want to play with or want to do together and easy to find. And then also some friendship ideas, so if you're bored with your friends, ways to solve the problem of the boredom.
Thanks for listening. If you have any ideas or questions, you can email us at minihousebigthoughts@gmail.com or visit us at Facebook at minihousebigthought. And if you'd love to hear our next episode, please subscribe below.
Thank you.